I'm Rob Laurie, filling in for Jordan Curtis. It's this time of day Jordan normally speaks with Julia Newbold from Money Magazine. She's been very valuable in breaking down all the bizarre economic circumstances that we find ourselves in 2020. The most pressing thing to discuss today, of course, is the changes to JobKeeper. So she joins me on the line now. Julia, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Wanted to talk about JobKeeper today. There have been around 3.5 million Australians on JobKeeper this year. Around 2 million of those were rendered ineligible as of changes yesterday. So just to get some context, what are the changes to JobKeeper that took place on the 28th?
The government changed the rules with JobKeeper as to who could apply for it. So it's expected that there'll be a large decline on who's eligible. Businesses have to prove that they have had a 30% decline in the quarter.
And it's sort of looking like they are slowly phasing out. I think we've got until around March next year that JobKeeper is expected to sort of run out altogether. How long is this current phase we're now in expected to last, and when are we seeing the next changes, and what is in store?
Well, the next changes do come through in March next year. So the end of March, the payment rates will drop, and not sure about the eligibility rates, but just the payments will drop. And the payments have dropped this time as well.
It's been pretty instrumental, I think, to a lot of Australians remaining employed. Where does this phase out leave businesses and employees if they are suddenly ineligible?
Well, it's very difficult. If an employee is ineligible, they can apply for JobSeeker, which is less than the JobKeeper payment, but at least that's a payment that will be coming in. For the businesses, however, you know, there's still probably some state government help that's coming out, and there is talk of, you know, the government maybe changing some more rules, and I guess it's they're seeing how it goes and who's affected. But, you know, the economists are saying that this may need to change, so we'll have to wait and see, I think.
And is it just a case of, I guess, penny squeezing for a little bit? What's in sight?
Absolutely. It's all about penny squeezing for everybody at the moment because we don't know what's going to happen next. So this has been 6 months since the onset of COVID and the lockdowns, and by March we'll have had another 6 months. So, you know, it's a bit wait and see.
Unfortunately. So can you speak to any more of the government's decision-making, as you see it, on how they've handled the whole scheme?
Oh, I think the scheme's been, it's been good. You know, they've figured out that there's people who probably were claiming JobKeeper that probably shouldn't have been, you know, businesses that probably weren't spending it in the right way or it wasn't necessary. But, you know, they had to do everything so very quickly that you can't cover for everything. So this is their next attempt at getting it right and hopefully covering the people who need it the most. And it's a bit of wait and see what happens out of this one.
Julia, was there anything else you were looking to cover off on this, or is it just a case of wait and see, really?
Oh, look, it's a case of wait and see, but, you know, meanwhile, it's, you know, keep on top of your finances, you know, scrutinise all the spending that you do, you know, look at things like unused subscriptions that you're not using. If you've got a tax refund coming your way, think about how to use that best. And shop around for all the deals that you can possibly get, you know, whether it's on your electricity, your loans, your cars, whatever it is. You know, this is the time where we're all tightening up. So, you know, make it a habit to check what you're paying and do the best you can for now.
I know my bank, yeah, certainly has the app where you can see your spending in certain categories over the month. That's quite illuminating. Anytime. So, yeah, that's another good tip from you guys as well. Julia, thank you so much, and we will just wait and see a bit.
Thanks very much, Rob.